What if everything you've been taught about money is dangerously outdated? In Unfair Advantage, Robert Kiyosaki reveals a startling truth. The rich don't work for money, they make money work for them. Since 1971, when the dollar left the gold standard, the financial landscape transformed completely. Today, savers become losers as inflation erodes purchasing power, while strategic borrowers build wealth. The old formula of getting a degree, finding a secure job, and investing in a 401k has become a path to financial vulnerability rather than security. The wealthy operate by entirely different rules, rules that most people never learn because our educational system was designed to create employees, not entrepreneurs or investors. Financial freedom depends not on how much you earn, but which quadrant you earn from. The cash flow quadrant divides income sources into four categories: E, employee; S, self-employed; B, business owner; and I, investor, each representing a fundamentally different relationship with money. Those in the E quadrant seek security through stable jobs with benefits. The S quadrant contains independent specialists who value autonomy but essentially create jobs for themselves. Both E and S quadrants face higher tax rates and limited income potential since they trade time for money. The B quadrant contains entrepreneurs who build wealth-generating systems that work without their direct involvement. The I quadrant comprises sophisticated investors who leverage other people's money to acquire assets. These quadrants enjoy significant tax advantages and unlimited income potential. Traditional education prepares students only for the E and S quadrants, leaving them unprepared for the more lucrative B and I quadrants, a legacy of our industrial age educational system, designed to create reliable workers, not financially independent thinkers. Have you ever wondered why billionaires often pay lower tax rates than their secretaries? The tax code functions primarily as an incentive system that rewards certain behaviors while punishing others. Those who understand this can legally minimize taxes while building wealth. Income types face vastly different tax treatment. Earned income, wages and salaries, bears the highest rates. Portfolio income, capital gains and dividends, receives preferential treatment. And passive income from real estate and business systems often qualifies for the lowest rates or complete exemption. Kiyosaki demonstrates this with a real example. A $100,000 oil drilling investment provided an immediate 70% tax deduction worth $28,000, guaranteeing a 28% first-year return before any operational profits. Successful wells then generate around $5,000 monthly with an additional 20% tax break. The rich and poor differ not in whether they use debt, but how. The poor use debt for liabilities, things that take money from their pockets, while the rich use it for assets, things that put money in their pockets. When Nixon removed the dollar from the gold standard in 1971, our currency became pure debt. In this environment, savers lose to inflation, while strategic borrowers prosper. Kiyosaki partnered on a $7.6 million apartment complex with $2.6 million in equity and a $5 million loan. After improvements, they refinanced at $13.5 million, returned $3.5 million to investors, and still owned the cash-flowing property, achieving an infinite return. Have you noticed how safe financial strategies have failed spectacularly in recent decades? Job security has vanished amid globalization and technological change. Savings lose value as inflation outpaces interest rates. Even diversified mutual funds have delivered poor returns for years. The true opposite of risk isn't safety, it's control. Those who manage their financial education, understand market cycles, and develop multiple income streams face less risk than those who delegate their financial future to others. Mutual funds aren't mutual at all. Investors contribute all the money and take all the risk, but receive only a fraction of profits after fees. Similarly, being debt-free creates an illusion of security while ignoring each citizen's share of national debt. The financially educated don't avoid risk, they understand and manage it. What most consider risky investments are only risky for those lacking the knowledge to evaluate and control them properly. Why do some people earn exponentially more than others with similar talents? The laws of compensation explain this phenomenon. First is reciprocity. Give more to receive more. While many seek maximum pay for minimum work, the wealthy focus on creating maximum value for others. Second, your operating quadrant determines earning potential. E and S quadrants serve limited numbers, capping income. B and I quadrants can serve millions, offering virtually unlimited earning potential. Third, financial education compounds like interest. The more you learn about money in the B and I quadrants, the more efficiently you'll earn. Many fail in investing or entrepreneurship by jumping in without proper training. Rather than living below their means, the wealthy expand their means by acquiring assets first. Their rule? Assets buy liabilities. When Kiyosaki wanted a Ferrari, he first invested in an oil well to generate income for it. This approach enables simultaneous wealth building and lifestyle enjoyment. Where are you on the investor spectrum? Level 1 investors have zero financial intelligence. Over 50% of Americans have nothing to invest, including high-income professionals who spend everything they earn. Level 2 investors save money but ignore how inflation erodes their purchasing power. Level 3 investors, most retirement account holders, are too busy to learn about investing and blindly trust financial advisors. Level 4 investors take control but typically lack formal financial education, succeeding in bull markets but struggling in complex conditions. Level 5 represents the capitalist class, sophisticated investors who leverage other people's money, work with professional teams, minimize taxes legally, and create value for multiple stakeholders. Warren Buffett exemplifies this level. Not having money isn't an excuse for not becoming richer. After experiencing homelessness, Kiyosaki learned that true capitalists never need their own money. They master raising capital and using others' resources to create wealth for many people. Financial education is the ultimate unfair advantage in today's economy. Schools prepare us to be employees but fail to provide knowledge for thriving in the BNI quadrants, a deliberate outcome of our industrial-age educational system designed to create workers, not financially independent thinkers. The true purpose of education is transforming information into meaning. Without financial literacy, millions respond like Pavlovian dogs, conditioned to find jobs and surrender money to the government, banks, and Wall Street. Your brain is your greatest asset or liability. Will you follow outdated rules or embrace the new paradigm? This choice determines whether you struggle or thrive financially. Financial freedom isn't about luck or inherited wealth. It's about understanding the game's rules and positioning yourself to win.